Hey everyone, welcome to the new episode of the Stingers and Dingers podcast. I'm your host Trey, and today I have a new episode style that I really want to try. This has to do with the fact that, I've played some really awesome courses in my time, and I think there's a lot of people who get stuck in a rut playing the same two or three courses over and over again. And so, something to counteract that, because I felt like I was doing the same thing, I ended up doing a thing where I try to play 12 new courses in a year. So new course every month. The interesting thing about the project in itself, or I guess the piece, was I actually found some really good hidden gems in the process that I'll definitely be going back to. And I think it's something that everyone needs to be aware of, that like, hey, there's probably some really solid courses that you need to try and you might like over your normal rotation. So I want to do this to highlight some of those courses, as well as some of the ones that, frankly, aren't as good. Because there might be some of those that end up getting put into here anyways. But let's hop right in. So today I'm going to be reviewing and talking about Madeiras Golf Club out in Poway, California. So for those of you who don't know, Poway is a suburb northeast of San Diego. Pretty close. I mean, probably 45 minutes from the airport, maybe half an hour. A little bit inland, not necessarily alongside the coast, but hidden in there is this golf course called Madeiras. Now, Madeiras is a semi-private club, which means that they do have a member base, but they will charge a day fee for individuals wanting to play at the club. That means if you pay for the day, you're basically a member for the day. You get full access to the practice facilities, clubhouse, putting, the course, all of that. But you do have to have a tee time, so that does make it pretty accessible to the public, and part of the reason why I'm reviewing the course in itself. Madeiras, in terms of the facilities, is pretty incredible, right? You have a golf course nestled in the middle of the canyons in northeast county of San Diego. You have some really, really good service. So when I pulled up in my car, at bag drop, they took the bag out of the back, put it in a cart, and drove it all the way to where the pro shop was. I parked my car, walked into the clubhouse, and went to the pro shop. And there's a level of service that I was pretty impressed with, because it's a level of service you'd expect from a La Costa resort or some of the more resorty courses where it's a big experience. Really nice touch. So in terms of the facilities themselves, facilities are awesome. You have a grass range that is probably about half of a football field long, if not a little bit longer. And that's just the hitting area. In terms of the length of the range, it's probably about 280 to the back range. And I was hitting some drivers that were carrying close to the back there, and did scare me a little bit if there were some people at the back of the range where there is like a private teaching tee. But overall, that range is fantastic. Some really good grass. They had laser rangefindered yardages at all of the stalls. You also had a chipping area that was about 50 yards and in, where you could go and hit some really interesting shots over bunkers from the rough, etc., just to get a feeling for what the course is going to be like. And then you had the putting greens. There was two separate putting greens. Both of them were about the half the size of an average green there. I couldn't necessarily give you square footage because I'm not good at estimating that, but it was really nice nonetheless. They were extremely pure, pretty perfect in terms of their condition, and rolled at probably about a 12 or 12 and a half on the stimp. The greens themselves, I believe, are bent grass, so they're not like the traditional Poana you see a lot at the courses out in San Diego. Kind of similar to like some of the canyon courses you do see a little bit more inland. Bent grasses are traditionally harder to maintain, but are actually preferred, as Poana can get bumpy in the afternoons when it blooms, and some people don't like that, so they like the bent grass. But it's just a little bit harder to keep up, because sometimes it can burn out if it gets too hot. The course itself is a Johnny Miller designed course, and if you know anything about Johnny Miller, he was one of the best ball strikers of all time, and he will not be afraid to tell you that. He's got a very high opinion of himself, and he designs his courses specifically to that purpose. So when you go to Madeiras, you're going to go to a 7,200 yard, par 72 course, so long but not crazy long, but you're going to end up having really tight tee shots. a lot of greens that are going to be really lopsided in terms of if you are above the hole, you might three putt even if it's a 10 footer. And it's just really a ball striker's golf course. You know, I'm a pretty long driver of the ball. I hit it about 290 carry on average. And in terms of like, I was just scared to hit driver out there. You know, the more longer hitters that are a little more wild, you need to be a little more maintained out there. And you know, it was a lot of two irons off the tee to four iron, just to make sure I kept the ball in play, even on the shorter par fours. There's, you know, multiple par fours that are about 400 yards, if not shorter, where they have ravines in them or some sort of water feature where, you know, they're just basically telling you to lay up at like the 250, 240 mark and just have a little, you know, nine iron or say a wedge in. So in terms of the design of the course, it's definitely made for you to hit different shots, right? They don't want you to bomb driver off the tee every hole. You know, bomb driver and then flip wedge into the green. Like, that's not the design of the course. You have to really play your way around the course, which I definitely liked. You know, while I played the course this week, I was going through a swing change, and so I wasn't hitting the ball very good. And so that was a little bit frustrating where, you know, I was, you know, 2 yards off the fairway, then I was in a bunch of garbage, and that's a little bit frustrating. And that kind of brings me to my first point is like, this is a challenging course. You know, the greens are fast. You know, the fairways are pretty tight in terms of if you're off the fairway, you're pretty much dead. And, you know, while most, you know, mid handicapper and low handicap golfers will probably be able to find something they can figure out, I don't know if you would enjoy this course if you weren't that good of a golfer. And the reason being is that I don't know if you want to spend 18 holes looking for your golf ball. Because that's what you would end up doing at this course. And that's not a knock on the course's design by any means. It's just a reality of like, this course is tight. It's difficult. And if you're spraying the ball all over the place, you're not going to have a good time. You're not going to be able to find any of your shots, and you're just not going to, you're going to feel defeated. And that's not how I necessarily want to feel after I play golf. I want to definitely be challenged, but I don't want to feel defeated. So that's something to be aware of. If you are golfing there, is that, you know, if you're on the higher handicap side, there's nothing wrong with, you know, choosing to go play somewhere else, or, you know, just being really cautious on that course, cause you're going to have to. So just something to think about there. The next piece, you know, I wanted to talk about for Medeiros is the condition of the course. So, you know, as I talk about this, I played this in the beginning of, I guess, well, not necessarily winter. It's still, I guess it's late fall in California. So it's late November, right by Thanksgiving. Condition was perfect. You could tell that the rough was pretty dormant. I think that they also colored the fairways green. So that is something that I think that they did this. That's something I definitely noticed. But the fairways were kept pretty tight in good shape and definitely ran a decent amount. The rough was pretty light, probably because, you know, if you weren't in the rough, you were in the garbage. So they don't want to necessarily make it a super hard course in terms of rough. And the greens were, you know, pretty much perfect. There was no excuse if you missed a putt. It wasn't like, hey, oh, I hit a bump, or, you know, there were no bumps, you know, unless someone left their ball mark there. Like, you were having a pretty reasonable putt in. So, no excuses there. You know, I definitely give like a 10 out of 10 condition for the course. It was in fantastic shape, and couldn't be more happy with my experience in terms of that. So, you know, in terms of the course, great, but challenging off the tee. Great greens. And then it is pretty much carts only. I did see one guy out there that was walking the course, and I think he gave up after like 10 holes. There are a lot of holes that undulate up and down in terms of going up or downhill, that your cart is going to have to go on, alongside, you know, some of the distances between the greens and tees are pretty long as well. So, this is definitely not a walker's course. It's definitely a cart path course. So something to keep in mind there as well. And then the last thing I really wanted to talk about is the price of the place. So, according to a lot of the websites where you can book tee times for this place, tee times will vary between, and this is for weekend and weekday, anywhere between $120 and $200. In terms of the pricing for the course, I feel like that's pretty fair. You are getting a really good practice facility. It is a semi-private club where it is very, very well kept. The course is in immaculate condition, and you are playing a championship level course. So in terms of the pricing, I think it's fair. I ended up getting a tee time for $90 through Supreme Golf. They had a lightning deal for a noon tee time, and got out, and I think my playing partner paid $160 for the same tee time. So, you know, if you are looking to go play out there and are okay booking a last minute tee time, highly recommend using Supreme Golf to find it. I am not sponsored by Supreme Golf. This is just something that I recommend to find tee times. I've used them all over the place. But if I try to find a deal, a lightning deal, you know, for $90, I'd play there again tomorrow. You know, it's definitely worth it. And the highest I personally would probably go is about 140, 150. At that point, you know, I'm thinking, oh, I should go play La Costa, or I should try to get a, you know, Twilight Aviara or something like that in the area. But overall, I do recommend the course. Highly recommend you people check it out if you are in San Diego or North County, San Diego. And that's my review for Madeiras. And, you know, let me know what you guys think. Did you like this? Do you want to hear more? Are there any courses in SoCal or Northern California that you'd like me to hit? I have a couple of ideas of other courses I want to review lined up, but obviously would love to hear your feedback. Thanks, y'all. Rate, comment, and subscribe. Peace.